Insomnia Radio 3, the River City Edition.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
God, folks. Seventh Standard with their song Slow Burn from the album Underneath a Lonely Light. Oh, gotta catch my breath from all that air drumming I was just doing. Woo! Man, I gotta listen to this song 3, 4, 5 times a day. Seriously, just gets the blood flowing. Love the melodies. straight ahead, great rock and roll. This song could easily be played on any modern rock station in the country, you name it. These guys are unsigned, but they should be, damn it. Seventh Standard, a band from Sacramento. I'm revisiting my old haunt, Sacramento. I have a history there. I'll go into it a little bit later, but the bands on this episode all hail from the Sacramento area, and so I thought it would be great to profile this the music from this town, which, if I've got a little bit of a lead foot on the freeway, I can get to in just over an hour from where I live in the Bay Area. So, wow. Whew, okay, maybe let's get into another track, shall we? Seventh Standard, though. You can check them out at seventhstandard.com. They also have a MySpace site, myspace.com/7thstandard. Please check them out. All right, let's get into more music. This is from a band from, I believe, El Dorado Hills. Their name is Bidwell, and I'm going to actually play two tracks. This first one is one of their latest that they have available on their MySpace site. It's called Twisted Up, so get ready to rock and roll.
The times had changed and so had me. She found me like the Santa Maria, all along still feeling strong. My past is everything to me. I wouldn't change it for anything. Time spent sometimes lost in the game of my past is everything to me. I wouldn't change it for anything. Time spent alone without you. Oh, I've been loving you for so long ago. You've got me twisted up.
Bidwell with their latest track, Twisted Up. Bidwell, I mentioned that they are from El Dorado Hills. At least that was what it was listed on their MySpace site back last summer when I first heard of these guys. Their MySpace now says that they're from Sacramento, but probably because nobody knows where the hell El Dorado Hills is. I'll tell you where it is. It's on Highway 50 on your way from Sacramento to Tahoe. It's not too far out of Sacramento. It's pretty close to Folsom. Folsom Lake and the infamous Folsom Prison. But we're not here to talk about convicts. We're here to talk about Bidwell. Two guys, Nate and Colby, make up Bidwell. They have, I suppose, I'm not really sure if they have a full band at this point, but they obviously have some backing musicians to play along with them. Really, really good stuff. These guys are young, and I think they have a very promising future ahead of them. Real quickly, they have an upcoming show, which is tonight. I'm recording this on April 26th. I'm going to shoot these guys an email, let them know that they can listen to the show. But depending on when some of you in the Sacramento area may be listening to this, you may or may not know about the show already. And I'm sorry, guys, that I'm a little bit late, but hopefully we'll be featuring you again in the near future. They'll be playing tonight at the Boardwalk in Orangevale, right outside of Sacramento. All right, so real quickly, I told you that I've got some past related to Sacramento. I went to school there. I went to Cal State, Sacramento, Sac State, for a few years. I grew up in the Valley as well, but my mother is from Sacramento, and spent a lot of time there, and formed one of my first bands there in Sacramento. I think I had a couple of them, but really, really great music scene. It's back when I was doing this in the late 80s and early 90s in Sacramento, it wasn't as cohesive. It was pretty scattered, but from what I can tell right now and just the websites that I viewed and the music that I've heard, I think it's really coming along. So, enough blah blah from me. Here is another song from Bidwell. This one I first heard, as I mentioned, last summer I heard of them. And I heard this track on another podcast, Digital Detroit Radio. So, Matt, if you're listening, thank you so much for pushing them my way. And back when I still am contributing to Jason's Insomnia Radio Show, but early on I forwarded him this track and he loved it. He's played them a couple of times and I'm going to play it again because it's just great on so many different levels. So, here we go. Here is Bidwell with their track, August 15th on Insomnia Radio. Sacramento for the day.
Can I tell you all the things I want to see? I love you even though there's distance in the way. I'm sure that everyone can see the joy you bring to me. You're the only girl that's written on my heart.
Been holding on so long.
was Bidwell with August 15th. And if you guys didn't know it by now, I am a sucker for indie pop. I am an indie pop whore. Whew, that was good stuff. Bidwell, yeah, if you are listening to this episode in enough time to go check out their show tonight at the Boardwalk or the Broadway. Jeez, what does it say on the website? Sorry, guys. Yeah, the Boardwalk in Orangevale. Do go check them out. All right. I mentioned that I grew up in the Valley. I grew up in a small town called Merced that even some people here in the Bay Area don't really know where Merced is. It's halfway between Modesto and Fresno, and it really has an up-and-coming indie scene right now from down in Bakersfield all the way up through Chico, pretty much the Central Valley. So some of the more famous acts that came out of the Central Valley from Modesto is Granddaddy, or I should say was Granddaddy. They have just released their last album, and they're calling it quits, unfortunately. And, of course, the most well-known Central Valley band, probably in the at least in the indie circles, Pavement from Stockton. So, yeah, hopefully some of these bands that I'm featuring and others that I hope to feature in upcoming Valley episodes, Sacramento area or Central Valley episodes, depending on my mood. You know, hopefully some of these bands will gain some traction and some national following. All right, last but not least, this is going to be kind of a short show today, guys. I am going to play a song from a band called The Refinery, and I found out about these guys on GarageBand.com. And really like their stuff. On the profile, it states that they're from Sacramento / San Francisco, so I'm counting them in this River City Sacramento edition. And this is a great, great track called Waiting for You. And on a sad note, recently their drummer passed away. And so I wanted to end up the show, not necessarily on a melancholic note, but just to pay tribute to these guys. They're soldiering on, and I wish them all the best, and thinking about you guys, and really sorry for your loss. So, didn't mean to be a downer, I apologize, but I just really wanted to showcase these guys. Great song, they've got a lot of great tracks that you can listen to on their MySpace site. It's myspace.com/therefinerybandand here is Waiting for You. And I will check you guys out next time around. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Waiting for you. What the hell was I supposed to do? I've been waiting for a year or two, and I don't have a clue why I'm waiting. Sucker stuck to your shoe. I'm waiting for you like Jesus would do, and I don't have a clue why I'm waiting for you. The things I said when you were in bed,
Don't forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site,
sf.insomniaradio.com.